UN asks UAE for proof missing Princess Latifah is still alive. By John Hayward on February 19, 2021. The United Nations Human Rights Commission, UNHCR, said on Friday it has asked the United Arab Emirates, UAE, to furnish proof that Princess Latifah bint Mohammed Al Maktoum, the 35-year-old daughter of Dubai's ruler Sheikh Mohammed bin Rashid Al Maktoum, is alive and well. Latifah attempted to flee the UAE in February 2018 and has not been seen in public since she was captured at sea in a special forces raid. The BBC on Monday aired a series of videos she recorded on a smuggled cell phone in which she described herself as a hostage and said she feared for her life. According to Latifah's friends and supporters, she began planning her escape from Dubai in 2011 with the assistance of French businessman Hervé Joubert and her Finnish personal trainer, Tina Joeyinen. Joeyinen told the BBC she and Latifah used an inflatable boat and a jet ski to reach a US-flagged yacht in international waters on February 24, 2018. But the yacht was boarded by commandos 8 days later off the coast of India. The commandos used smoke grenades to flush the two women out of hiding, threw Joeyinen and the crew of the ship into detention in Dubai for 2 weeks, and took the princess to an unknown fate. In March 2020, a family court in the United Kingdom heard testimony that the soldiers who abducted Latifah were Indian Special Forces troops, working on behalf of Sheikh Mohammed. Joeyinen testified at the hearing that the Indian soldiers ignored Latifah's pleas for international asylum and dragged her away screaming, "You can't get me back alive. Don't take me back. Shoot me here, don't take me back." The Indian troops then handed all the prisoners from the yacht over to Emirati forces. The UAE has been highly evasive when questioned about Latifah's well-being over the past 3 years, describing her as mentally unsound and in the loving care of her family. Former UN Human Rights Envoy Mary Robinson saw Latifah at a lunch 2 months before her escape attempt. The Emirati government later used photos of that meeting as proof the princess was safe. Robinson said she was stunned by the horrible deception. She also said Emirati officials falsely told her Latifah has been diagnosed with bipolar disorder. In a TV special this week about the missing princess, the BBC displayed clips from videos Latifah said she surreptitiously recorded on a smuggled smartphone in her locked bathroom. Among other things, she described being physically manhandled and drugged during her capture, said she has been held alone in a villa with barred doors and windows for years, and feared she would never see the sun again. All the windows are barred shut. There's 5 policemen outside and 2 policewomen inside the house. And I can't even go outside to get any fresh air. I'm doing this video from a bathroom, because this is the only room with a door I can lock. I'm a hostage. I am not free. I'm enslaved in this jail. My life is not in my hands, she said in a video recorded in April 2019. No trial, no charge. Nothing, she said in another video. I'm reaching a point where I'm getting so tired of everything. It's like a circus, I just want to be free. I don't know what they're planning on doing with me. The situation is getting more desperate every day. They want propaganda from me. They wanted me to do a video and say that I'm here happily and voluntarily, and I refused. I don't know what can happen to me and how long this will last, and if they decide to release me, like how my life would be. But I'm not safe at all, she said in another recorded message. Latifah's friends say she stopped sending videos or responding to text messages 6 months ago. The UK Guardian noted that Latvia made a previous attempt to escape in 2002 when she was 16 years old and her older sister Shamsa was kidnapped by armed agents of the UAE from the streets of Cambridge, England, after she fled from her family's British estate in 2000. Shamsa has never been seen in public again. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said on Wednesday he was concerned for Latifah's welfare after viewing the BBC report, while British Foreign Secretary Dominic Raab said he was deeply troubled and wanted proof she is alive and well. Both Johnson and Raab indicated the UN was looking into the situation and the UK would follow its lead. The situation is delicate for the British government because Sheikh Mohammed, one of the world's richest men, has extensive holdings and partnerships in the UK and is friendly with the royal family. Queen Elizabeth was reportedly dismayed by the March 2020 court hearing and distanced herself from Mohammed in its aftermath. The UNHCR announced on Friday it has discussed the situation with the UAE's mission to the United Nations in Geneva and asked for more information about her condition. We raised our concerns about the situation in light of the disturbing video evidence that emerged this week. We have asked for a proof of life. We have asked for further information, said UNHCR spokeswoman Liz Thrussell. Rodney Dixon, the lawyer who brought Latifah's case to the United Nations, said he hoped a UNHCR investigation would be decisive in finally getting Princess Latifah released, urging UN representatives to have a very serious meeting directly with her captors. Human rights advocates and friends of Latifah are urging the US government to get more involved in her case, citing Saudi Arabia's release of women's rights activist Luhayn al-Hathloul last week as evidence that pressure from Washington can sway the Arab monarchies. The only level of people that are going to have enough influence to effectively force Latifah's father to open her jail are people like Joe Biden, and there's very few of them. And he's also shown that he can do it with Saudi. Dubai-based human rights activist David Haig told the Associated Press on Wednesday, crediting the Biden administration's suspension of arms sales to Saudi Arabia with securing Luhayn al-Hathloul's release.